الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this session of رياض الصالحين. And we are still with the chapter of patience. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala says, and this hadith, hadith number 31 of this chapter, of this book, قَالَ عَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ مَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ بِامْرَأَةٍ تَبْكِي عِنْدَ قَبْرٍ فَقَالَ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَاصْبِرِي فَقَالَتْ إِلَيْكَ عَنِّي فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَبْ بِمُصِيبَتِي ولم تعرفه، فقيل لها إنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأتت باب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم تجد عنده بوابين، فقالت لم أعرفك، فقال إنما الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى. متفق عليه. Anas رضي الله عنه says that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a woman who was crying nearby a grave in which her son was buried. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her, advising her, commanding her, because he is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, fear Allah and be patient. That means those who are not patient, they do not fear Allah, or at least they do not fear Allah much. And we as Muslims need to fear Allah very much and need to be patient. So he advised her, commanding her to fear Allah. He said, fear Allah and be patient. She then said, away from me, get away from me. My calamity has not befallen you, and you are not aware of it. That was her response, meaning you are not suffering of the same thing that I'm suffering of. She's saying that you are not suffering of what I'm suffering of. But she did not know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She did not know that he is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That why she said that. She did not mean to disobey him or reject his advice or command. But she did not know him, and she did not know that this is not permissible for her to cry like that. To be sad, yes, it's permissible. To tear, and your eyes tear, that is permissible, because this is how you expose your sadness and feelings. But to cry with voice and objection to the destiny, that is not acceptable and not permissible. So she said so, and then some people told her that this was Rasulullah. How come you say like that to him? She realized now that he is Rasulullah. She never knew that this man is Rasulullah. She believed in Rasulullah. She was Muslim, but she did not see his face. Maybe she did not see his face at that time when he said so, or she did not see him ever before that. So she did not, although she saw his face, yet she could not recognize him. Then she came to his gate, to his house. She came to his house. She said that she did not find any doorkeepers. She did not find any guards to push her away from meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he was a very simple man. Although he was the most important man on this planet, but yet he was very simple, to the limit that anybody can come and approach him and talk to him. So she came and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I did not know you. I did not know that it was you who advised me." He did not blame her, he did not say nothing to her, but he told her that إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Verily, the patience is becoming worthy, is becoming rewardable only at the first stroke of grief. First stroke of grief, of grief. So it means, at first when you get the news of any crisis of sadness, incident of sadness, event of sadness, then you need to show patience and hold of your anger not to be exposed and not to object the destiny. This is rewardable. This is worthy. But if you expose whatever you have of the anger and objection of the destiny, and then you say, "I'll be patient," no, this is not acceptable. After you curse, after you insult, after you beat, after you revenge, and then you say, "I'll be patient," no, this is not the patience that Allah rewards you for. But the patience that Allah rewards you for, is the one that you control your anger with. You control your anger with. So if you control your anger, then this is the patience that Allah Ta'ala rewards you for. And this will, of course, definitely benefit you even in this world, because it will save you from doing or committing anything that may be blameworthy, that you may be blamed for. If you hit someone or you break his finger or hand or neck or back or leg or whatsoever, if you damage his property as a revenge, after that sorry does not mean nothing. It does not mean nothing. So you have to hold of your anger and control it. That is the patience that Allah Ta'ala rewards you for. So we have to exercise patience. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala rasulih.